I have it.
That boy like Madea. You know Madea?
Tonga by Lord. Blocked by Armstead. Two into the end zone. Caught for the touchdown! Caught for the touchdown! Waddle! Miami has taken the lead!
That what the f*** I do!
It is your one favorite degenerate back with another Day One Dolphins podcast once again, hosted by your boy Ouch. Follow me on Twitter at YFinsYY. Nobody here with me today. We do miss Chief Sutt. Today he's got a football game he's coaching. So shout out Hollins High School. Hopefully they catch this dub today. But it's just going to be me solo. You can still follow Sutt at Chief Sutt on Twitter. You can still follow the podcast Twitter at Day, the number one Dolphins. Stay up to date with the pod. You follow me on Twitter at YFinsYY. We're going to be doing some solo preview games for you. Sutt and I are probably going to switch off who does these week to week. I am tasked with the New England game. On Sunday, the Dolphins will head north to Foxborough to play the Patriots week two. And these two teams have been, they've had some interesting starts. The Eagles played against the Patriots for Patriots week one. Obviously, the Dolphins headed west. We played the Chargers. I was lucky enough to see that game in person. It was amazing and even better than I could have ever imagined it would have been when I left the house. But as far as these Eagles-Patriots game went, I recommend you go back and watch those like YouTube highlights. They'll give you a little rundown of how the game went. You can see that, you know, even though Mac Jones threw for over 300 yards and he did turn it around and caught a groove, that in the beginning he put himself in a hole a little bit. I think he had one pick six to Darius Slay, and then he had a fumble of some sort, or there was another turnover. There was a lot of passing going on, though, because they had dug themselves into that hole, and they were definitely moving the ball. They're definitely able to move the ball through the air. They did it versus the Eagles once they were behind, and they definitely made it more of a game towards the end. Granted, I think Philly's defense was playing to hold a lead, you know, and the offense started. I don't even think Jalen Hurts threw the ball in the fourth quarter, to be honest with you. But as far as the Patriots' gameplay on defense, right, if I were to talk about what I expect out of these two teams for this matchup. In the past, the Patriots would play like a lot of zone coverage versus Tua. I think I could see them. They might like dare playing some man coverage as long as Jonathan Jones is healthy. He did pop up on the injury report today. If Jonathan Jones is healthy and he has some help over the top, you know, it wouldn't be his first time matching up against Tyreek. Not saying Tyreek's not going to smoke him, but I could see them thinking that they might be able to get away with that. That would put the rookie corner that they have, Christian Gonzalez, on Jalen Waddle. And although Jalen Waddle, I mean, although Christian Gonzalez looked like he was tasked with A.J. Brown week one versus the Eagles. And if you look at the box score or the stat line, it's going to tell you that he allowed seven catches on 10 targets for 71 yards. And, you know, that's not great, but he did play a solid game, I'm not going to lie. He had a sack. PFF, for what it's worth, graded him really high in the run defense. And they didn't grade him that low in the pass defense, despite letting those seven catches take place. So, and I'm not just banking on that. You watch the game, like, he fits in over there. You know, he's playing that style in New England defense. You know, he's playing some sticky coverage, and most of those catches I feel like were like, you know, sideline catches where Mac is pretty good at squeezing those in, so they're a lot harder to defend. Some highs and lows in the game for him, though. I'm so high on Jalen Waddle that I just don't see it happening, man. Jalen Waddle's cooking like your favorite corner in the league. I think it's going to be some more growing pains for Gonzalez this game. The Eagles picked on him like all game, and I want to treat him like we treated J.C. Jackson. Let Waddle be the one that takes care of it. Let Waddle be the one that eats, you know. All this talk in the media about Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill's talking about, I don't care if they double me, triple me, I'm still going to ball out. You know, hopefully that's all going to contribute to what Jalen Waddle does this week versus that rookie corner. And he's probably a huge play in fantasy. I know Waddle's an already start, but man, I'm going against Waddle. I'm not feeling good about it in my fantasy league. But as far as the front seven, it's, I mean, they got Matthew Judon and Christian Barrymore, I feel, are the two big names. It's apparent now that Tua is like a monster eating up the middle of the field when he's passing. So teams obviously have to try and take that away. Statistically speaking, he kind of reigns supreme in that area over there. I'm sure we're going to see some pressure packages, though. We're going to see Matthew Judon get a couple open looks. He's terrifying, to be honest, whenever he's running at you unblocked, and they always kind of find a way to get him a couple of those looks per game. So it's not a defense that Tua is unfamiliar with, obviously, but there will be some new stuff that Bill Belichick always adds in. I'm just hoping we keep Tua without, you know, not getting roughed up here. So on offense, pertaining to the New England's defense, I think that Miami on offense, Teron Armstead, likely to be back here. I mean, he took off the red contact jersey, no contact jersey, I'm sorry. So that's a good sign. I want to believe that Mike McDaniel wants to add a little complimentary football into his game script, like a run game, you know, but after week one, I really have no idea. I did firmly believe last week on the pod, I talked about how one of these games we're going to see a rushing attack, similar to like kind of how we saw that Cleveland game last year, but probably an evolved version. I'm not sure it's going to be this Sunday, though. But we can confirm based on like the preseason that they worked on a lot of, you know, some of these run schemes where they're pulling guards. Everybody looked like they were like in sync. Everyone looked like they kind of had a better idea of what they were supposed to do as far as the run blocking was going in preseason. So, you know, you can confirm that they did that, but McDaniel never shows too much early on. I'm guessing we're going to see a lot of what they might try to use to emulate a run game. A lot of screens, passes into the flat, running backs, probably a lot of Durham Smythe rolling out. Try and combat some of the Belichick blitzes. Keep the ball coming out of Tua's hand fast. Like I kind of said, that their defense, for their defense, I'm betting that we try to pick on that rookie corner. See what he's made of. Overall, on offense, I think you got to limit the turnovers. I remember the Brian Flores era, you know, and the takes no talent wall, that he would make all the players run to and touch and come back if they did something that was, you know, what he had deemed would have taken no talent to be good at, you know, like ball security, mistakes, and that was always drilled into players' heads. So he made them, you know, realize that that was the difference between, you know, the amount of opportunities that you were going to get on offense, and not only that, but the amount of opportunities that you were going to allow the other team to get. So it really comes down to, you know, how many possessions each team gets. And if you allow two turnovers like we did versus the Chargers, towards, you know, Bill Belichick's probably going to make you pay for it. You know, he's probably going to run the ball. You know, he's really good at milking the clock. He's really good at, you know, making sure that they don't commit turnovers. And I believe it's the same ideology over there. So I think you got to be a little bit more careful with the ball. You don't get to have a shootout with him, you know, if you lose the turnover battle. So let's see. As far as the Patriots game plan on offense, talked about Mac Jones, how he dug a hole versus the Eagles, bounced back. But they, I even though he found his groove in the passing game, looks to, you know, be alive. Kendrick Bourne had a day. They run a lot through Mike Gesicki. It still feels like if they aren't behind two touchdowns immediately, they might not be that pass happy, you know? And if you consider the Chargers tape that they're probably watching, you know, they're going to look at this Miami defense and see, okay, this Miami defense is obviously still learning the Vic Fangio system. He's a veteran defensive coordinator. This is not an easy system to learn at all. There are a lot of different rules, there are a lot of different elements and responsibilities that need to be, like, you know, fluid without hesitation in order to work efficiently. So it's a sophisticated system that Fangio has been evolving for, I don't know, years and years and years and years. even though you probably expect the team later on down the road to have a better grasp of what's going on, right now, you know, they're probably looking at this tape, say, okay, let's stress, you know, what they know. You know, the same way that I kind of want to put some pressure on their rookie corner, you know, if I'm the Patriots, I'm going to try and make it hard from a mental aspect on our defense, force our players to communicate more as much as possible, force the linebackers, the corners, the safeties to all make these split-second decisions. They did it versus the Eagles. They ran, like, some bunch formations. They stacked up some of their alignments. And I think that that will make a lot of our guys have to figure out who's taking who in a split second, and that could put some stress on our defense and really check them on how well they know the rules of this new system on the fly. We saw last week versus the Chargers. I saw, it was the Keenan Allen. It was probably the deepest ball that completed the entire game. It was Xavien Howard and a linebacker. It was supposed to be Xavien Howard staying outside, and instead he bit to the inside, and it forced David Long Jr. to cover Keenan Allen a little bit further than he should have. And he ended up completing it, obviously. You know, Keenan Allen matched up on David Long Jr., but just a quick second, like, mistake there by Xavien Howard on what the responsibility was, depending on what look you saw, and it ended up, you know, biting us. So, stuff like that, you know, I'm trying to, if I'm the Patriots, that's what I'm trying to do. You also want to point out that if you witnessed how poor Miami's defense was at slowing the rundown, granted it was out of some of these like really light boxes that we didn't see a lot before Vic got here, they're not good at it yet. You know, it puts more pressure on fewer players inside the box on our defensive side to make important tackles. And then during the Chargers game, everybody was just not in the right position. They were off, like, you know, Jerome Baker didn't have the correct depth, or, you know, Christian Wilkins was lined up in the wrong gap, or Emmanuel Ogba, you know, didn't set the edge, or it just looked bad. Everybody, you know, everybody took some blame in that. But I would imagine because of that, you see them run the ball. They are very well equipped to run the ball. They have Ramondre Stevenson. I would say fantasy-wise, look out for Ramondre Stevenson just as much as Jalen Waddle. And as far as Miami's game plan on defense, I don't know, man. Get Mac Jones uncomfortable early. I think they're going to send five people at him. The majority of the game works well on him, you know, in the past. Either the linebackers and the defensive tackles need to get a better grasp of the, you know, positioning they need to be in the system, like, overnight. Or Vic Fangio is going to need to find a way to throw some help, you know, add another defender into the box. And they didn't seem to be able to, like, effectively slow the run game down in some of these, like, cover three looks that we saw versus the Chargers. So, yeah, I'd say get Mac Jones uncomfortable. He seems kind of like, not unlike a lot of Patriots quarterbacks that we faced, right? Not unlike Tom Brady, not unlike Jimmy Garoppolo, not unlike Jacoby Brissett, not unlike these last, you know, few guys that have been in that New England scheme. They need rhythm in order to deliver. You know, if you let Mac Jones get going a little bit, that's the best version of Mac Jones you're going to see, is when you let him start chipping away at you. But you send five guys at him. Hopefully Jalen Phillips is healthy again by then. I saw he popped up on the injury report today with a back issue. There's a lot of injuries on both sides to be figured out here. The Patriots offensive line is missing a couple guys. The center, Cole Strange, is hurt. It's going to be an interesting game to watch here. If Teron Armstead plays, like I said, it should be a big game changer. We made our predictions, obviously, before the season started, and I don't even remember what I said without on the top of my head. I want to say I thought it was going to be like 31-17. Something like that, or maybe 30-15 or 14-27-28, something like that. Now knowing what we know about the Patriots, I do think they're a little bit better than I anticipated they would be. They looked like, you know, the Eagles are a good team, and I know the Eagles were ahead the entire time, but if they're going to be the bottom feeder, the Patriots of the division, they're going to be a scrappy little bottom feeder. I'll give them that. but still stand on a Dolphins win in Foxborough. It's going to be the first time the Patriots have lost two games back-to-back to open their season in a long time. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, am I excited for that potentially to happen. So we'll get back with you right after the game finishes, give you a little wrap on what we thought took place, how right I was per usual, or how wrong I was per usual. Until then, follow everybody on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at YFinsYY. Follow Chief Sutt at Chief Sutt. Follow the podcast Twitter at Day the Number One Dolphins. And fins up.
The greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl, 'cause we're the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins number one. Get river, Miami.